Welcome, everybody, to Screenplay, the Improvised Movie Podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Jesse Sarowitz.
I'm Alec Combs.
And I am Jake the Snake Rubino.
Oh, welcome back to the podcast, thank you. Boys. You two specifically.
Oh, thank you. Glad to be back.
Good. We just did our B-reels, and now we're ready to be fake.
Yeah, make not, stuff wait, up.
This has been 6 years of Screenplay.
It sure as fuck feels like it.
All
the payments I've had to make to the podcast lords sure just feel like 6 years.
Yeah,
it does feel like
so
6 years. My goodness, we haven't published an episode in quite a couple months.
Yeah, it's been like it's been like 3 months.
It's been I guess we were writing out the rest of our summer.
Are you giving?
I don't know. We also did try to do one a couple weeks ago.
Mm. Yeah, and that one had to scrap.
Yeah.
It's because Jake is working on the computer that sent people to the moon in 1970.
Okay, all right. Hashtag buy Jake a new computer. If you feel so strongly, you're more than welcome to show it with your pockets and your money. So.
Yeah.
Please do subscribe to our Patreon. Jake, no, let's not flash feed at the camera.
We do not have a Patreon.
Too.
Yeah, that's top tier content.
We'll make a Patreon.
If you want to email us, we'll make one for you. We'll just do like a direct interaction via Gmail.
Yeah, it's like Kickstarter. Like, you know how those Kickstarter goals, there will be like a Kickstarter goal that has like you can only one person can claim it.
Penis.
Who's gonna be the one person to claim the tier on our Patreon for Jake Feet?
Who gets to buy a Jake?
The top tier is you get
the prices buy Jake a computer.
Yeah.
Buy Jake a computer, and if you do, we'll make you the fourth host of Screenplay Podcast.
Coveted fourth spot.
Well, here on Screenplay Podcast, if you're new to the show, what we do is we start off by talking about a recent movie and or TV show that one of us has seen. We kind of go through the premise a little bit. And then from there, based on that, we do a full length improvised movie where we make up all the dialogue, settings, and characters.
Nice.
On the top of our heads, all three of us together.
Is that allowed?
It is allowed.
Huh.
So to start us off, it's my turn. I get to go.
It's a Jesse week.
It's a Jesse week. The movie I saw is a little 2000 picture. It stars Harrison Ford and Michelle Pfeiffer, and I believe is on HBO Max. And it is called What Lies Beneath, and it is a thriller.
What Lies Beneath, Jesse?
Oh my God!
What is it?
What Lies Beneath? It's mostly water.
Oh,
is that Lies Beneath? This is a very wet movie.
Hell
so,
yeah!
So what happens is, Harrison Ford and Michelle Pfeiffer are married, and they live with their adult daughter, who is going off to college, and the daughter is Harrison Ford's stepdaughter.
Okay.
So. Michelle Pfeiffer had this baby, and then right away she got married to Harrison Ford. Nice. Harrison Ford's not the baby daddy.
Oh,
gotcha. He
so we start off. So we start off. The movie starts right away. It's the end of the summer, and Harrison Ford and Michelle Pfeiffer drive their daughter to college. And their daughter is really, really close to Michelle Pfeiffer. They're like, you know, those girls who are like, my best friend is my mom. It's that kind of girl.
Aww,
yeah. It's not. I don't think that's that cute. I don't think you're supposed to be best friends with your parents.
Yeah, it's like Rory from Gilmore Girls with Lorelai.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
In that episode, Lorelai literally like stays over the night on her first night of college.
Oh my God!
Is that the mom?
Yeah, that is the mom.
Yeah, Lorelai's the mom. Rory is the daughter. Anyway,
so that kind of thing happens. They drop off the daughter, and you know it's all tears because Michelle Pfeiffer and you know whatever. They're very close. Cry, cry, cry. Wah, wah, wah. I'm going to be, you know, blah, 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 blah. So they drive home, and there's a lot of like backstory on like Michelle Pfeiffer at this point, where she's going through like an old photo album, and she was like a symphony cellist and like a big musician and. There's like pictures of her with the baby, right after it was born, you know, without Harrison Ford around. And then there's like this picture of like a really crashed car, like a totaled car, and it says on the back like for insurance or whatever. So you can tell there's like been a car crash in her life. So anyway, so Michelle Pfeiffer, she starts, you know, spending more time at home alone, in their house, kind of on this lake, and she starts to notice that her neighbors, their new neighbors, is a husband and wife. They are fighting a lot. They're like arguing, and they're yelling at each other in the front lawn. And she's like nervous that like, oh no, my new neighbors are weirdos. And she starts to think, oh well, shoot, maybe this guy's a little sketch, the neighbor guy. So one night she's watching out the window. It's rainy. It's storming, and she sees the guy like put something in his trunk and like close the thing and drive away. And she's like, oh no, the guy killed his wife.
Right.
And I have to do something, 'cause I saw it. And like, that's based on she heard the wife crying in the backyard and stuff like that. So it's like, whatever. But so she thinks that this guy killed his wife, and they're out in public. They go out to this restaurant, and Michelle Pfeiffer runs into one of her friends, and they, you know, they have a good time, and she's really getting really jolly with Harrison Ford, and they're walking home from the restaurant on the sidewalk, and they walk past the neighbor, and he's just standing in line for something or whatever. But Michelle Pfeiffer's freaking out, and she goes to confront the neighbor. She's like, "You killed her!" And she's like yelling at her, and she's freaking out. And Harrison Ford pulls her off her, and he's like, "Don't do that. That's blah, 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 blah. I'm sure he didn't kill. Excuse me. I'm sure he didn't kill her." That kind of thing. And later,
the wife... Sorry for the inconvenience, sir.
Sorry. Sorry my wife accused you of murder. Have fun. I think he's going to, like, the movie theater or something. He's like, "Have fun at the movie."
What movie are you seeing?
I don't know. what was coming out in 1999? World War Z did not come out in 1999.
Toy Story 2 came out in 1999.
Yeah, so this guy's going to see Toy Story 2.
Yeah, headcanon.
That's my headcanon anyway. He killed his wife, and I was going to see Toy Story 2.
You know what?
A good
reliever of what happened, you know?
Exactly. Anyway, so a couple days goes by, and Michelle Pfeiffer is starting to, like, calm down, and... The wife, who's not dead, shows up at her door.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh shit.
She's like, "I'm sorry, blah blah blah. I'm sorry that you had to go through this. And I was having a fight. I went to my sister's house, who lived up north more. And he drove in the middle of the night, and he brought me a bunch of stuff. And he was trying to make it better, and we're trying to make it work. And blah blah blah." And she's like, "I'm sorry, I scared you in the backyard. Whatever."
Whatever.
It's like, it's honestly like a minor point, because, oh, okay, so I just remembered the connection. I'm sorry. This movie is very boring.
Did you like this movie?
It was fine. It wasn't good. It was okay. It's not exciting enough to like hold my attention the whole time. And I was watching it with my girlfriend, and she fell asleep during it. So Michelle Pfeiffer, because she thinks this woman's dead, she thinks this woman is starting to haunt her to like avenge my death, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
So Harrison Ford, he does the most husbandly thing, and he immediately puts her in therapy.
I thought he was going to say, like, he put her in, like, a fucking straight jacket. No. You need to get a lobotomy.
No. This was the 2000 version of lobotomy.
Yeah.
So she's, you know, because she's at home alone, so she's starting to freak out. She, you know, things are being moved, and she's hearing noises, and she's had, like, a vision of, like, a blonde woman in the tub who was dead. So she starts digging around now that she knows that, you know, the wife is alive, but this ghostly stuff is still happening in her house. So she starts digging around through like old newspapers and things like that about like people who would have died in the area. And she finds this young woman who, you know, has been missing. And so she's calling around to newspapers and stuff, and she's like, "What happened to this girl? Did they ever solve it?" And the police are like, "No, no one figured it out. We're just kind of a cold case," that kind of thing. And she meets with the girl's mother. She sees all these pictures of this girl in the house. And she, first of all, right away, she recognized that's the girl from my vision in the bathtub. She's dead. Shit. And she is, that's the girl who's haunting my house, not the neighbor. But she's looking through these pictures and she sees a picture. It's her with Harrison Ford, her husband. And she's like, what the heck? So she kind of like confronts Harrison Ford with this. And he's like, no, it's nothing. It's she was a student of mine, and he's like a medical doctor, and he's running this research lab about genetics and things like that. And she was working at the lab.
Creepy.
And so she starts. So Michelle Pfeiffer starts having these flashbacks about like, oh, I remember the party that this picture was taken. I was there. The dead girl was there. Harrison Ford was there. And the movie starts to tell you basically that like. Oh, Michelle Pfeiffer, she, a couple of years ago, she was in this really bad car wreck, and she has, like, missing portions of her memory, and all that fun stuff. And Harrison Ford is, essentially, he, like, starts to gaslight her, and she, like, figures out that, like, oh, no, it's more than that. Harrison Ford was having an affair with this girl, this young girl in his lab. Yeah.
That's how it happens.
It's how it goes. So then Harrison Ford...
It really do like be it, like that.
It really do be like that. So Harrison Ford, he finally, after being pestered and pestered, he finally admits, okay, yeah, I had an affair with her, all that stuff, but I didn't kill her. She was here at our house, and she was, and she left, and then she died, and we don't know what happened to her. And so then Michelle Pfeiffer, like, runs away because she's, like, she's being reminded the first time that, oh, he cheated on her with this young girl. And because this has all, you know, been blocked out of her memory from the car crash and whatnot.
Yes.
So she's away and she's fine for a while. And then she gets this call. Harrison Ford, he's slipped in the shower and he's hurt himself. So she comes in. Or she, like, goes back. I don't remember. It doesn't matter. She goes back to the house. Harrison Ford is lying in the shower with, like, a hair dryer, and it looks like he electrocuted himself, but he's fine. It's, like, it's dumb. I'm, like, right away, I was, like, why? What was he doing with a hair dryer in the shower? Like, that's,
kill himself?
That's, yeah. Like, that's, and he, that's what I thought first. Oh, he tried to kill himself.
Yeah.
No. He, like, they, like, wake him up, and then, you know, the ambulance comes, and he's like, no, it was an accident, blah, blah, whatever. Just stay with me, you know, so I'm not alone. And so Michelle Pfeiffer stays with him, and then she starts getting more visions, and she dives into the lake, like, the second time. She finds, like, a big chest of stuff that Harrison Ford had, like, put in the lake. It's, like, her necklace and stuff.
Yar.
Anyway, so she does another confrontation to Harrison Ford. She's like, what is this? And he's like, okay, she showed up at our door, you were there, you got whatever, I got rid of you, she came in and she killed herself, is what he says. She killed herself at their house. So he, instead of reporting it, puts her body back into her car, and he drives it into the lake. and that was like 8 years ago. So she's like, oh, we got to tell the police. You got to turn yourself in.
Yeah.
And he fakes a 911 call, and she, you know, and then he starts attacking her, and he's chasing her. It's literally like almost 20 minutes of Harrison Ford chasing Michelle Pfeiffer. It's so boring.
Indiana Jones trying to catch Catwoman.
Exactly. So he runs upstairs and he gets this chemical that he's been working with in his lab, and he puts it over her face, and she's paralyzed, and he puts her in the bathtub, and he does this horrible thing. She's paralyzed. He puts her in the bathtub, and he just starts filling up the bathtub, and he's like, you're going to drown in the bathtub slowly and agonizingly while I watch. So she starts to, like, struggle a little bit. She's starting to get, like, feeling back in her legs.
Yeah.
And she starts to struggle, and Harrison Ford holds her down, and he slips on the bathroom floor, and he hits his head on the sink. So he's, like, passed out and bleeding like crazy. So Michelle Pfeiffer, it's like a whole 8-minute thing where she's like trying to get the plug out of the bathtub with her toes. It's like she's gonna drown. It's yeah, there's a lot of toes. Yeah, Jake. For those not watching, Jake just went oh with his face.
Let me just say, Alec also made that face with me. So
I saw it as soon as you did it. I was like,
yeah. All right, everybody, calm down.
Anyway. Like, She finally gets herself. She finally drains all the water. She looks over the edge of the bathtub. Harrison Ford's not there. He crawled away. So he's still alive. So she, half paralyzed, stumbles down the stairs, and there's Harrison Ford lying on the floor because he passed out again. She's like, "Okay, I gotta call the police." She picks up the phone. The phone's in Harrison Ford's pocket. So she goes to Harrison Ford. She picks up to try to get the phone out of his pocket. And he wakes up and he starts to grab her again. He's chasing her. And then she runs out. She grabs the keys and she runs out and she gets in their little sedan. And she puts the key in and it doesn't turn. She grabbed the wrong keys. It's the keys to his truck. So Harrison Ford's coming out. So she runs out and she runs away from Harrison Ford to the truck. And then she starts driving the truck. And Harrison Ford jumps into, like, onto, it's like towing the boat.
Yeah.
So he jumps out. Onto the boat, and they're driving
boat
crazy.
On land.
She's towing the boat on land.
On land.
And Harrison Ford is like crawling his way in toward the cab of the truck, and he reaches in and he's grabbing the steering wheel, and they're on the bridge, and she finally gets a hold of 911 on her like prehistoric cell phone, and she's like, "I'm on the bridge, come get us!" And then they drive into the lake, and then Harrison Ford is still trying to fight her underwater.
Oh, cool.
Harrison Ford gets to Michelle Pfeiffer, and he's going to choke her, and he's grabbing her, and he's choking her, and then the ghost or whatever, he sees, like, the vision of the girl that he killed or that killed herself, and he goes, "Ah!" And then Michelle Pfeiffer kicks him and gets out of there, and then Harrison Ford presumably drowns. And that's the end of the movie.
Wait, so did he kill her, or did she kill herself?
He said he killed her, she killed herself, but I'm pretty sure he killed her.
Wow.
But like even if she did kill herself, like he didn't turn it in. He just hid the body because he didn't want to get in trouble, obviously.
Which is not good.
Not good. But he's like really gaslighting and stuff.
We gotta hide her.
But like literally the last half an hour is like all Harrison Ford chasing Michelle. It's crazy. It's so stupid.
That's funny. They tried to do The Shining, but shitty.
Yeah, it was bad. Well, the thing is like, Harrison Ford wasn't even crazy. He was just like, "I gotta keep my tenure."
He sounds reasonable.
Get off of my plane, or whatever he says in that movie, Air Force One. No, but it's good. I think it's the only movie I've seen where Harrison Ford is the bad guy.
Interesting.
Except for maybe the Star Wars sequels.
Yeah. Fun.
Fun. Any questions?
I'm trying to think. I don't think so. I think
there's really
good.
No moral. The moral is don't try to kill your wife.
Wait, so I have one question. Did Michelle Pfeiffer know this girl actually? Like, did they actually interact with each other before she died?
Just the one time at that like.
Party.
University Christmas party. And then she also was at the door once. She like came to their house, knocked on the door, and Harrison Ford like opened the door, and she saw like her reflection in the mirror.
Damn. Crazy.
And that was all like unremembered. But Harrison Ford like shooed her away and like closed the door and was like, nothing.
It's called What Lies Beneath?
What Lies Beneath, I believe.
What
2000.
What lies beneath is Harrison Ford's dead body in the...
True, in the lake.
Wow.
There's a lot of bodies in the lake. Yeah, I don't know. It's like it would be good. Like, the thing is like, it'd be better if it was just a thriller, because, like, I don't know if it was supposed to be, like, a ghost movie or not, because it bills itself as one, and it acts like one. But, like, there's not really any, like, confirmed ghostly activity other than the vision Michelle Pfeiffer has. And then the vision that Harrison Ford has at the end, but like,
I'll say it. Where's Casper? Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll say it.
Where's this ghost? I ain't calling the Ghostbusters on this ghost. Well, I'm ready.
Yeah,
I'm
me
ready.
Too.
You're ready.
It's our sixth annual screenplay podcast. So.
Yeah.
6 whole years. Wow.
All right.
Let's go.
All right, let's get into it.
Yeah.
Interior. Victorian house on a lake. Evening. A man comes home from work and he sets down his briefcase and he puts his hat on the coat rack. And he says, "Honey, I'm home."
A woman in like a nice green dress comes billowing out from the kitchen. She has a baked apple pie on a platter. Ooh. Ready for her husband. "Oh, darling, it's so good to see you once again. How was your day at work?"
Long and tedious as usual. Johnson has me going over the financial reports again for
Johnson,
the third time.
Johnson? What a prick.
Honestly. "But how are you? I see you've made a pie. It smells delicious."
"Oh, yes. I've made it specially for you. It's your favorite."
"It is my favorite." "All the way... Did you get a recipe from your grandmother all the way in England?"
"Of course I did, love."
"Well, that's grand. And what have you prepared for dinner?"
Dinner?
"Yes, dinner. I just got home from work."
I've been working really hard on the pie. I thought we could order in, you know."
"Oh, okay. That's fine. Go upstairs and ask the boy what he wants."
"The boy has a name."
"I understand." "Go ask Anthony what he wants."
Anthony.
Yes. A little boy walks out. He has a propeller hat, big buck teeth, and a rainbow stripe.
Yeah, rainbow striped shirt.
"Stand up straight, boy."
He stands up the exact same way he was.
He's like almost as tall as his father.
"Anthony, what do you want for dinner?"
"Pie."
"Ooh.
What did you say, boy?"
"I said pie."
"Pie?
I just happened to have made pie, honey."
"Oh, yummy."
"Pie is a dessert. I want something savory, like meat and potatoes for dinner."
"Well, I can get you meat and potatoes."
"Father, you never said hello to me."
"Hello, Anthony."
"You never asked me how my day was."
You never ask these things, honey.
"You never asked me how Carol was."
"How what?"
"How Carol is."
"How is Carol?"
"She's missing."
"What? Carol's missing?"
"Yes. I was going to tell you at dinner. But
she's been
like
missing for 2 weeks, honey. Have you not been listening?"
I've been every night. I give you updates."
"I haven't asked the boy at all how his day's been going."
"You've been Johnson has been swamping you, I swear."
"Yeah."
"Okay, boy. So what happened to her?"
Anthony,
what happened to Carol?"
"Well, we went to school. I'm in high school. We're in high school. We're seniors."
Mm-hmm.
"Just in case you forgot. And we were kissing and stuff, and then "Mom, I can't look at him. I'm gonna look at you." And then I went home and I came back the next day and she was gone. And I hit her up. I was like, "Yo, Carol, what up?" And she didn't respond. And there was a trail of blood all around. And so every night I go
all
looking
around.
At the search party. Yeah,
every all night, around like, where?
You've never heard this part of the story?
No, I just knew she was gone. I didn't know there was blood.
Mom, where'd your accent go? I'm getting scared.
I don't know.
No, I'm just messing with you. But honestly,
do they suspect foul play?
Yeah, I know you listen to your true crime podcast, Dad, but...
I do, every day when I drive to and from work.
I know, but...
And I would at work, but Johnson really gets on my ass for it.
Oh, that Johnson.
He says, "No AirPods in your head," and I say, "Okay, Mr. Johnson, sir."
And then he goes...
I give him the little bird behind his head, you know?
Yeah. That's my darling.
Okay, well, I'm going to go for
Stick it to
a
the
night,
man.
I'm going to go for a night swim.
You're going
swim.
To what?
I'm going to go for a night swim, Dad. He doesn't make eye contact.
Okay,
with me.
don't you take that tone with me. I am your father and I will be respected.
He cries a little. He jumps because they live on the lake. He just jumps right in the water.
Like out the window?
Yeah.
Honey, thank God that window stays open. Otherwise, we would have to replace it a lot.
Yes, we would. Yes, we would.
Okay. All right. Here's the plan.
Okay.
You order Chinese food.
Uh-huh.
And while you do that, I'm going to go up to my study. I have a phone call to make.
Oh, I thought there was going to be like, you're going to be like, oh, I'm going to go up to my study. This is you, by the way. I'm going to go up to my study and I'm going to figure out what happened to Carol. But no, you're just going to make a fucking call.
How do you know that call isn't me finding out what happened to Carol?
Because Johnson is swamping your ass.
You're right. I have to go make a call about work. Just leave me alone.
Okay. I'll call Chinese.
We cut to upstairs in the study. The man, we haven't named him yet, comes in and he sits down and he starts dialing like his old time rotary phone. It's 2022.
When does this take time?
Yeah,
place.
Yeah.
This guy's perpetually living in the 1950s.
I love it.
He calls and a gruff voice on the other end answers.
Hello.
Hello. I told you to be thorough.
Are there traces?
Of course there are traces. I wouldn't call if there weren't traces.
So what do you want me to do?
I want you to make it go away.
Okay, I'll kill you.
No, not me!
I'm kidding. You're the only one that's complaining. Okay. I'll see what I can do, but this increases my price.
I'll pay whatever. Listen, you left bloodstains at the scene.
Yeah.
I know this is the first time you've done it, but it's going to get us caught. Do you understand?
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry? Did you say no?
I said, I know.
Oh, I heard no. You cut out for a second.
He got scared. He doesn't make eye contact.
I say, don't take that tone with me, Seymour.
Okay. It'll be done.
Maybe smooge the police a little bit, too.
Smoosh or smooch?
Smooge. Smooch. What's the word I'm trying to say?
I don't know.
Schmooze.
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 I was like, smooch a policeman? No, thank you.
No, don't. Do not smooch them. They will remember your face.
Okay. All right. Okay? I'll see what I can
get it done. Call me when you're done.
He hangs up. As he's hanging up, you hear a lot of boom in the back. Boom!
In the background of his call?
Yeah. Explode.
The doorbell rings. Ding dong. Honey! He calls down the stairs. Honey, get the door! It's probably the food!
Okay!
We cut to her opening up the door. It's the delivery man.
I got your Chinese. Oh, thank you. Do you need to take a picture?
You want me to take a picture of you?
No, isn't that like
you do
a
look
thing
lovely.
You have to take a picture of like the delivery because it's Grubhub.
Oh yeah. All right, well get in it, lady.
I don't want to get in it.
Okay, get in it, or you don't get the food.
Okay, fine, I guess.
She gets
takes a picture. He gets really close to her face and only takes a picture of her face. It's very clear.
Don't you have to get the food?
He keeps taking it's more than one picture.
Okay. She slowly takes the food and closes the door on the man.
That was weird.
We cut to later at the dinner table. The three family members are sitting at the table. Two of them are eating Chinese food and one of them is only eating pot. It's the boy.
The boy's dripping wet.
He's soaking wet.
He just jumped out. Yep.
Like he didn't even have time to like take his clothes off.
No, he came in. He came in the slider door and he sat at the dinner table.
Yep.
Son.
Yeah.
Son.
Yes.
I want you to tell me more about your missing girlfriend. I know I haven't been paying a lot of attention to you, but I'm very interested in this. You know, true crime
about
and all
her,
that.
About the girlfriend? I know you haven't met her yet, but
she's I have. I'd like her to, yeah, I'd like to meet her. You could bring her around some. Oh, wait.
Yeah. Honey. Well,
we're going
to. I'm sorry.
I pray every night. And.
That's a good boy.
Mom and I do a prayer circle, and we were kind of hoping you'll join us one time.
Yes, honey. It'd be so grand if you joined us.
Yeah, no, that'd be great. That'd be wonderful. Sure. Okay. Sure thing. Okay.
But you want to hear more about her, right?
She's, I do. I want to hear. Who's she hanging out with at school?
Well, she hangs out with me. And okay. She hangs out with Billy and Craig Sr. She also hangs out with Jessica.
Craig Sr. is a high schooler?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is Craig Jr.?
It was a teen pregnancy.
Oh, it was. So.
That's why I'm always saying this country needs more God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway, she hangs out with Jenny. All right, interesting. Who do they suspect? Who are they suspecting?
Also, Jenny.
Is involved.
Also, Jenny K, too.
That's great. I don't want to hear about her friends anymore.
With
Anthony! Anthony!
Yeah.
Focus, he snaps in his face.
Yeah.
Who do they suspect? Who are they investigating? Do you know?
The janitor. Everybody thinks it's the janitor. It's really creepy.
Thinks it's the janitor.
What?
The janitor.
And why?
The janitor is really creepy.
He was covered in blood, and he was looking really suspicious at school yesterday. He gave me a weird look in the hallway, and he sniffed me. He went...
That's concerning.
Yeah, the police don't think that yet, but literally all the kids do.
And me. And I do.
And you, honey, you think the same?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does.
And I haven't said this to anybody, but I saw him the day of Carly's disappearance.
You saw him?
Yes. I saw
him. I've asked
him
you so many times if you noticed anything weird about the day she disappeared.
Well, I honestly forgot about him because he's very insignificant.
Yeah, you right.
So, I saw him, actually. I saw him with his truck, you know? Mm-hmm. I saw him pulling a sack full of something out of his truck and throwing it into the lake behind our house. I just assumed it was, like, garbage. Because, you know, a lot of people pollute that lake. You know, honey, you really shouldn't be diving into the lake, Anthony.
Especially not in that same spot where I dump our trash every week.
No. Yeah. Out the window.
Anthony pulls, like, a wrapper off of his shoulder.
A syringe, yeah. So what do you think about that? Father?
It's interesting. It sounds a lot like other cases I've heard on podcasts, and, you know, I'm not going to name any, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I want you to do, son, for me.
Okay.
I want you to take me to where they found her tomorrow morning. We're going to skip school and work. To hell with Johnson and his finance reports.
You're skipping?
I'm skipping. You're skipping. We're going down to the scene where they last saw her. Where you saw the blood.
Oh, the scene. Oh, yeah. That's at the down... That's
the
at the movie
scene.
Are you saying the sea or the scene?
The scene.
Okay, yeah.
That the was crime the scene.
It was at the movie theater.
Perfect. That's where we'll be going then.
Okay, movie theater doesn't open until 11.
Cut to 11 a.m. the next day.
They're standing in line at the at the booth.
Wait, so
just waiting.
So we can't see a movie.
What? No, we're doing an investigation.
Okay.
Why? What do you want to see?
World War Z.
At that moment, a group of like tough-looking guys with like black leather jackets push everybody out of line in order to get to the front of the line. Move it
yeah,
we're here to see
here.
World War
yeah,
Z
watch it.
I'm move trying it. To see World War Z
they And then they go up to the ticket booth, and there's like another teenager that was it Becky that you said earlier, the last girl that the girl didn't care, the dad didn't care about, her last friend that Carly hung out with. Do you remember? We'll say it was that girl. Her name was Becky. Sure. Retroactively, Becky. Her name is Becky.
Yep.
Becky is the ticket taker. Hey! We want World War Z tickets right fucking now. I'm here for the fucking reboot of the movie. Brad Pitt is back, baby.
They all like flash knives.
Okay, well, the next showing, oh my god, it's like right in her face. The next
showing. They're like trying to get through that little hole that it's like the ticket taker booth.
Okay, well, the next showing is in 45 minutes, so I can get you tickets for then.
Now.
It's not right now. No, I can't play the movie. Start the movie now. We're on a schedule.
We want it.
I'm on a schedule. We're on a schedule. We got pot smoking in 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I can't do it. I will sell you tickets to 45 minutes, please.
They get so frustrated, they turn around and they shank one of their own.
Die.
The camera pans back to... What's the dad's name? What do we call him?
I don't think we ever gave him a name.
All right, what's his name?
Travis.
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 The camera pans back to Travis and Anthony. And Travis, he like whispers to Anthony... Do people always die at the movie theater?
This is way better than school.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, so how do we know one of these two biker guys or whatever they are? How do we know they didn't kill Carly?
Hey, did you guys kill Carly?
Whoa!
What? Excuse me. The leader, the big guy. He like moves towards them as people like get pushed out of the way without him really pushing them. Like he just pushed by his mass, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The fuck you say to me?
I think what my son is trying to say is,
was I talking to you, old man? He pushes him against the wall. What did you say? What's your name? Isn't like Tony or something?
Actually, I do go by Tony sometimes, but with an I.
With an I?
T-O-N-I. I think it's kind of cute.
Well, what I think is pretty cute is you trying to call me out right now. Who says anything about Carly? I'm just here to see a nice movie where some zombies rip a family to shreds.
Did you say you knew Carly?
I mean, who doesn't know Carly? She was class president. She was homecoming queen. Everybody who was anybody loved her, or if they didn't love her, they wanted to be her.
Oh my god, I go to school with this guy. Yeah. I know I recognized him.
You don't recognize me?
No, I do. I thought I didn't, but I do.
I'm fucking Billy, bro. Billy the Brawler.
Yeah, you're Billy. Yeah, Billy. Yeah. Remind me how you spell your name again? B-I-L-I. Yeah, very cute. Where do you think I get it from?
Sure. You're trying to take after me? You're trying to take my thing? You're trying to take my eye away from me? That's my thing, bro.
He karate chops him in the neck.
He slumps over.
Son, I'm very impressed. Since when have you known karate?
You really don't know anything about me, do you, Dad?
No, I don't. I really don't. We should have connected more. I mean, we should connect more.
Okay, yeah, we can watch a movie.
All right.
We're at the movie theater. Okay.
All right. But after that, we go back to investigating.
Okay, deal.
Okay, why don't you get us some popcorn? I need to make a call.
Okay. He skips in the background. He's punching over.
Travis walks to a payphone even though he has a cell phone.
Like you see him like check the time.
And then he looks at his phone. He like deletes a text message from his wife.
Yeah. And then
he picks up the phone. And a young woman's voice answers.
Who would you like to call?
I'm trying to speak to my girlfriend.
Connecting.
Oh God, she knew it.
Boop. Hello? Who is it?
Hey, it's Travis. Hey, sorry, I'm on a payphone.
Travis who?
Travis Locklear, your boyfriend.
Oh my God! Hi. I didn't recognize your voice or your number.
Yeah, well, this is a payphone.
Oh, why are you calling on a payphone?
I'm at the movie theater right now.
Don't you have your phone on you?
I do. Don't call me on my phone.
I literally have Find My Friends on right now. You have your phone.
I do, but it's part of my. Never mind.
I just checked Snap Maps. You're also there.
Yeah. Okay. I am. I'm trying to meet with you tonight. I've been missing you.
Oh really?
Yeah.
What about that pesky wife of yours?
What? No, I'll just tell her that I'm staying late at the office and that Johnson is having me run.
Oh yeah.
More
Johnson.
Reports.
You're really riding Johnson.
Johnson, really? What?
It's like an innuendo. I get it.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. Johnson is, he's made up.
Yeah.
There's no Johnson at my office.
No, there isn't. It's just me riding your Johnson.
That's right. Thank you for explicitly stating it. Anyway, Michelle, I want to meet up tonight, okay? How does 10 p.m. sound at your house, your apartment?
That sounds perfect. I'll be
okay,
here.
Perfect.
In my little thing, you know.
Your
favorite little thing.
Have you heard about this missing girl?
Yeah.
I want you to think nothing of it, okay, baby?
Okay.
I'm trying to console you in a way a man would.
Sounds good.
Think nothing of it, darling.
It's gone. It's gone. I'm only thinking of you and me and my little thing.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'll see you tonight. I love you.
I love you too.
We're going to run away together someday.
Have fun at the movies. What are you seeing?
I will. I'm seeing the World War Z remake.
Oh my God. You know, I was on Rotten Tomatoes. It has not been getting good reviews.
Oh my gosh, I figured as much. Just don't spoil it for me, okay?
Don't worry, don't worry. There's nothing to spoil.
Oh, okay. Alright, bye, love you.
I love you too. Bye.
Bye.
Wait, who is this? Next. Cut to, the movie is over. And the dad
Everybody's
is driving. Anthony's crying tears of joy as they're walking to their car.
Well, son.
Yeah.
I'm gonna drop you off at home, and then I have to go out and run some errands. I probably won't be home until I don't know, well after midnight. Tell your mother, okay?
What kind of errands are you running?
Oh, no, nothing big. I'm going to the hardware store, and I'm meeting a friend for dinner, and I've got those reports to work on, so I'm probably going back into the office.
Which friend?
No, my close business associate. His name is Seymour.
Timor?
Seymour.
Oh,
Timor? Timor?
That's what I thought you said.
I'm seeing my friend Seymour.
Mr. Timor. All right. Well,
Seymour Timor.
I had fun today, Dan.
You know what, son? I did too. It was good, and I really think we should connect more. Once after all this bad stuff about Carly is out of the way.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm sorry. I didn't really know her.
She had lots of friends.
But I'm sorry.
Would you like to list them?
No, I would not.
Okay.
Please do not.
All right. Well,
now tell your mother verbatim what I said. Oh, we're here. I'm dropping you off.
Okay. You want me to say the thing about Timor, too?
No, do not mention Timor, please. She doesn't like Timor.
Okay.
All right. Now be good. Be a good champion for your mother.
I will. And as he's walking, you see him just go into the house. And then you hear a scream. From him.
Travis stops and he gets out of the car. Son, what are you yelling about? Hello?
As he walks in,
he opens the door, yep.
And lying on the floor, dead, is Carly.
The mom is upstairs. I heard a scream. What's going
Your scream was so high pitched the mic didn't catch it.
Yeah, we're recording on Discord, so
I'll fix it in post if it doesn't work.
No, I mean, yeah.
Oh my god, son, what is this? What is this?
I didn't do this. I swear.
I didn't do this either. I don't know what's happening. I've been upstairs the entire time just reading my for romance novels. My erotic romance novels.
What? You're reading what?
That's besides the point.
Honey, you told me pornography is bad for a marriage.
A dead girl.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Mom,
right.
Dad's going to hang out with Timor.
No, you're not supposed to tell your mother.
Timor? That man again?
Timor, there's nothing wrong with Timor. There's nothing wrong with Timor. He's a fine man.
He's a bad influence on you. He drinks all day.
Yeah.
And drinks all night. And he comes home and he beats his wife.
He does. That is alleged. It's still in court.
I've talked to the wife. She says, with tears running down her face, he's a very nice man.
That's what I say. We're on the same page.
All right. So are you happy that I mentioned this?
No! Also, there's a dead girl right in front of us. Oh, my God.
First things first. We need to call the police, I suppose.
We can't.
Why?
There's something I never told you about Carly.
What?
What?
I poisoned her by accident.
You what?
So she told me that she has a peanut allergy, and I accidentally gave her a peanut butter and jelly sandwich a couple days ago, and I think that that's why she died. So I think it's my fault.
Well, that was just an accident. I think,
right. It wasn't your fault.
No, and now there's another kid that's missing, too.
Wait, another kid?
Who's also missing? What?
Yeah.
Who?
My friend, Gabe.
Who?
Gabe. I talk about Gabe all the time. Where do you think I hang out with? Gabe and I go swimming together.
Oh,
the trash boy.
The trash boy.
Yeah.
You know, we just started referring to him as trash boy. That
That friend of yours does not smell good.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Who would want to kidnap
him? He's missing.
Yeah. What? Why? What happened to him?
I don't know. All the kids were talking about it on Twitter.
Do they know? Do they have any idea about who took him?
He shrugs.
Interesting.
What should we?
This is,
honey.
I think we have to do with this body. We have to pray. That's what we should do, right, Mom?
Oh my God.
Sure. And then after that, we'll throw it out the window with the rest of the trash.
The body has to go in the lake with the trash.
No, Trash Boy's family lives there.
In the lake?
Like below our window?
Yeah, they live in it's like a little
It's like a beaver dam.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's in the
lake. They don't live underwater. That'd be ridiculous. But. Yeah. Very sad. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to go play video games.
You're not showing any remorse, Anthony.
Yeah, I know.
She was your girlfriend.
She was your girlfriend.
I have to tell you something. Another thing.
What?
What?
Carly and I, we broke up months ago.
Okay.
Why didn't you tell us? Or why didn't you tell your mother, rather? Because I would not be listening. Right.
Well,
why didn't you tell your mother?
Because I'm gay.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Is that what you say to a gay person when they come?
That is a good response, yeah. Why do you think I wear my rainbow outfit all the time?
I guess we should have put it together. So what, are you seeing this Gabe then?
Yes. His name is G-A-Y-B-E, which is kind of fitting.
Gabe! It's kind of on the nose, son.
A little on the nose.
A little on the nose, but I don't make the rules. I'm just gay, so.
Well, we love you no matter what. Even if you did kill a girl.
Did you kill this girl? Now, because now you're connected to two disappearances.
All right. No, no, no. I did not. No. I'm going to go play video games. He goes up and he plays
okay.
Fortnite.
He goes upstairs. Honey. Wait, honey.
Honey.
Honey. Look.
Honey.
I just noticed something on on Carly's body.
What?
Well, you know, our son, he said that she might have been done in by a peanut allergy.
Yeah.
Well, I think we noticed something. I think we were overlooking something. There's this huge gunshot wound in her chest.
Yeah, I was going to say, where'd all the blood come from if she died of a peanut allergy? You don't go into anaphylactic shock and start bleeding from all holes.
Yeah.
Let me tell you that much. I know that because I like true crime podcasts.
Yes, you do. That's
all right, honey. Okay, we can't tell the police, obviously, because they'll think our son did it.
Yes, because
so I think
they did break up. That's like motive number one, right? In your murder podcast?
Right. Exactly. Motive, and then means, of course, is I have all these guns littered around the house.
Oh, yes.
And, what else? Opportunity. They were dating until our son came out.
And they were at school together.
It's true. And now Gabe is missing, and if he's connected to it, they're going to suspect him for sure. All right. Here's the plan. I'm going to go up and talk to our son.
Okay.
You're going to throw the body out the window. First, chop it into little pieces, okay? In the bathtub. The downstairs bathtub. Use the downstairs bathtub.
Come on, honey.
No, it's your job. And then when I'm done talking to the boy and I come downstairs, I want dinner to be ready.
I like that we have a basement near a fucking lake, but...
It's a special kind of house, custom.
Oh, good. Okay.
Well, it's like one of those houses where it's like the main level is like to the driveway, but the basement goes out to like the lake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Like a lake house.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. I'll do it for you, honey, because I love you.
Thank you. I love you. I'm gonna go talk to the boy.
Don't you have somewhere to be tonight? You said you have to be with Timor. Fucking
it's
Timor.
Okay. I'll call Timor after this. Okay. We'll move our plans to later. Okay. We cut to the video game room.
It's so cool. It has
it's awesome.
It has like the frat boy lights going around the
Yep, uh-huh.
And
there's like
it has like
loud gunshot noises from the TV.
It's got like a Street Fighter cabinet in there.
Yeah. It has a mini fridge and a regular
popcorn
fridge
machine.
And a giant fridge.
And a billiards table and a ping pong table and a foosball table. Every type of table, you know.
There's table tennis, table golf.
Several neon beer lights.
Yeah.
Yep. Son, can you pause the game for a moment? I need to talk to you.
He's playing World War Z, the video game.
He pushes pause. A voice goes, "Game is paused." Thank you.
Son.
Yes.
I'm going to level with you, okay?
Isn't this room so cool?
This room is awesome.
This room is
awesome.
I'm glad you appreciate it.
I love it.
Other kids would not appreciate it, so I'm glad you do.
I think everybody would appreciate it. This room is awesome, dude. All right.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm swayed by our time today at the movie theater, but I feel a sort of kinship with you.
Well, you are my father, so.
Well, okay. Anyway, I feel like I need to come clean, as long as you also come clean.
Okay.
Okay. Did you kill Gabe?
No.
Are you involved in his disappearance?
No. What are you coming clean about?
Are you lying to me?
No.
No, because I feel like it'd be easier for me to tell you this if you were lying to me.
Well, what is it?
Okay. I had Carly killed.
Oh my God, I'm streaming right now.
No,
oh
my God,
he's on Twitch.
He looks, the camera pans, it hits, it's like his Twitch stream.
Yeah,
there's one listener.
Yeah, and the listener is his mother.
And then you just hear like a faint scream.
Oh my God. Alright, I'll be right back, son. Yeah, stop. I'll be right back. The camera stays in the video game room on Anthony. You hear Travis go down the stairs, smack his wife, like with a big clunk, like with a pan. It's like, honey, what are you? Ah! And then you hear him climb back up the stairs, and he sits down in front of him again. I'm going to tell your mother that was a dream, okay?
Oh my God.
She dreamed that. Do you understand? Boy.
Yeah, she dreamed it. She dreamed it.
She dreamed it. Okay.
Wait, so why? Why did you kill her?
I was having an affair with her. Thank you for making her 18 earlier when you introduced her.
Of course. Wait, you were having an affair with her?
Yes.
Were we dating? Was I dating her while you were having an affair with her?
Honestly, do not know. I was not listening.
I'm not gonna think of.
Probably. It's been for a long time.
Wow, I cannot believe that you would have an affair. My mother too. Wow.
Son, I love your mother, but I don't know.
She was just so popular, you know, Carly, with all her friends.
Yes, she was. She was very popular with me as well. But she got too close. She wanted more. She wanted to be married. She wanted me to install a video game room at her house.
No.
And I told her no. That's for my son only.
Okay, good. So, wait, did you hire the janitor then? Were we right?
Were we right? Yes.
Children of the school?
I didn't know he was a janitor. He was just an ad I found on the dark web, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he screwed up big time. So now you and I are in cahoots, okay?
Dad, I have to ask you a question.
Okay.
What do you actually do at work? Mom and I guess.
Well, I work for this software company big time.
Yeah.
And I do a lot of financial management and reporting, sales reports, things like that. That's real.
Okay.
What you don't know is I'm embezzling from them.
Oh my God. is this where the game room comes from?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's how I can afford this big house.
You know what?
That's how I can afford to have three women that I'm sleeping with. Well, two now.
Wait, you're sleeping with
Oh, I mean just
women?
The one, just your mother. Yeah, okay. All right, I'm coming clean again.
So. Just come clean about it. Just have Mom come in here at this point. Mom, come
no,
in.
No, No, your mother can't know.
We cut to, like, the Twitch stream still going. And, like, the mom just types in Pog.
As she's, like, rubbing her head.
What's happening?
Son. There's another woman also.
Are you fucking Timor?
I'm not Timor. No, I'm not. Timor isn't my mistress. I'm not seeing Timor tonight. I'm seeing my other girlfriend, Michelle. She's 20. She lives in an apartment outside the city. I'm putting a game room in her apartment.
Oh! he doesn't know what to do. Anthony, he just collapses.
Like, son? Son? I'm going to tell him this was a dream. We cut to the next morning.
Yes.
Travis is up. He's making breakfast. It's the first time he's ever done this in his life.
Ooh.
He's like scrambling eggs with shells in them and stuff like that.
He has no clue what he's doing.
both his wife and Anthony come down the stairs. His wife, do we name her Patty? Did I call her Patty?
We never gave her a name, I don't think.
Oh, her name's Patty.
Honey.
They both come down the stairs rubbing their hands.
I had such a wicked dream last night, honey.
Oh, you don't say. And Anthony, why are you rubbing your head?
I also had a really weird dream.
Oh, yeah, I saw you fell asleep on the floor of the game room.
Yeah.
Interesting. What was your dream about, Patty?
Well, I had a dream that Carly's body showed up at our house, and then I was watching our son's place a video game, which I never do, as I was hacking up her body, and then you came in and whacked me on the head, and that was the last thing I remember.
Interesting. That is a crazy dream.
And you know,
why would I come and whack you on the head?
I don't know. Usually when people get whacked in the head in their dreams, then they'd wake up. But I don't remember waking up.
What? I mean, you just woke up moments ago. Don't. You're being silly, Patty.
There's fuzzy moments.
Interesting. And you, boy, what was your dream about? He starts to scoop shelled eggs onto plates.
Oh, I had a dream that we had such a good day together yesterday that you started calling me by my name and you were in my game room, which you're never in, and we were talking and it was really nice. And you said, and I also dreamed about the body. And then I dreamed that you said that you had multiple mistresses and you were having sex with Timur.
Oh, that's crazy. He'd never do that.
You're right. I would never have sex with Timur.
Mm-mm. Was it Timur?
I'm sure dreams are crazy places, boy, aren't they?
Mm.
Well, eat up. Eat your breakfast.
They start to eat their breakfast.
Wait, what is the breakfast again? What is it comprised of?
It's scrambled eggs.
Mm-hmm. Nice. With the shells.
that's how you eat them, correct? That's crazy. So has there been any word on Carly?
Oh, my God. As you're eating, Anthony looks out the window, and Gabe's body's floating right next to their house.
Floating?
Floating.
It, not in the air in the lake, right?
Okay.
In the lake, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I was like, oh, yeah.
No, that's why Al goes floating.
Yeah.
Like, it's in the air.
Like, I was just like, he's just outside the fucking window, just like.
No. He's on the water. He kind of, comes up to the house.
Okay.
Oh, my God. What is it?
It's Gabe.
They all run to the window to look out at Gabe's body. Oh, my God.
Gabe, are you okay? He's not responding.
We should talk to his family.
Let's go out there and get him out of the lake.
She grabs, like, the really long pool scooper thing. starts, I can't quite grab him.
Gabe's trash family. Let's just go down there.
They come. What? Gabe's trash family also walks out because they see him. They live under.
Is that your little Gabe?
That's Gabe! That's my boy!
That's my boy!
My boy!
Gabe!
They're like wiping themselves, like they wipe their chins with like used tissues that. Gabe, no! Anthony's crying. Tears.
Travis says to his wife, I'm going to go talk to the mom and dad.
Okay, honey, I'll try and get him out.
She has just him by the foot now with the pool.
Travis walks up to the mom and dad, who are they're crying is dying down. good morning.
No, it's not. Hello. A good morning.
Hello, Travis.
Hi.
It's such a tragedy.
Yes. I noticed that your boy is in the lake dead.
Oh, David's dead.
He's dead. Who could do such a thing?
It was because you were hanging out with that son of yours.
Well, I was actually going to ask you about that. Did you know that those two they were in a relationship?
Yes.
Yes, they were friends.
No, they were dating.
Yes.
Your son, yours.
And we wholeheartedly agree that that's an okay thing.
Okay. I think one of you said a word that got cut out.
Honey, are you okay with it?
Yeah.
Honey.
I've made my peace. I made my peace. My peace has been made, but.
I can't believe you. I don't recognize the woman in front of me right now.
She takes off her glasses.
I know. I really don't recognize you.
She puts it back up.
Oh, honey, you're back.
Oh, okay, good.
Anyway, I just came over to express my condolences.
Thank you.
For my son's boyfriend to their family, but also, yes, I do.
So and I figure this out.
Well, see, that was my next question was, do you know who may have wanted to do this to him?
There was this counselor he was seeing that they had a big falling out.
Mm. Yeah, I remember.
Interesting.
Her name was Michelle.
Michelle.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, I'm sure that has nothing to do with it.
Oh, I'm sure nothing. I'm sure he probably, our Gabe, he likes to swim, and he probably got caught in like one of those soda rings that they put.
Oh yeah.
And he strangled like turtles around.
Yeah.
like a sea turtle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. Very sad.
Oh, okay. Well, great. Awesome. Have a great day. I'm gonna go make a great day.
Great
I'm
day.
Sorry.
Get the fuck out of my face.
We cut to Travis bursts into his study, and he aggressively dials the phone, and it's ringing.
Ring.
Michelle picks up.
Hello.
Hi, Michelle. What are you doing right now?
Nothing.
Okay.
Actually, I'm in line to see World War Z.
Oh my god.
Yeah, the Rotten Tomato score has gone up. Like, I'm so surprised.
No, it was good. It was actually really moving. My son and I both cried.
No spoilers.
All right. There's a lot to spoil, so I won't say anything.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, this fucking reviewer on TikTok, he did not do a good job. You know, now that I think about it, he only likes Marvel movies. So
that's true.
They all do.
Oh, anyway, I called because you remind me of your job.
I'm a counselor.
Oh my god.
Like a grief. Were you like a grief counselor / relationship counselor?
Uh huh. Why? No, not why. Were you counseling someone named Gabe? Spelled the most on the nose way possible, Gaybe.
Why do you ask? Well, I can't. It's counselor, patient, confidentiality. I can't disclose my own patients.
Well, that's great. But he is, face down in my lake right now.
What?
Yeah, he's dead.
This Gabe guy. That's sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's really sad.
Yeah, for you, like, you have to deal with that. Why for me? You have to, like, deal with that. A dead body in your lake? That's so weird.
Michelle, are you trying to frame me for a murder?
It's just like, I mean, he's seen around your house, and he was dating your son, and, you know,
Michelle, why are you trying to frame me for a murder?
In the background, you hear, next, can I help you? And Michelle
went. Yeah, I'll just have a one ticket for World War Z. Oh, nobody else is coming with me.
You're gonna love it.
Really?
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, that's great. That sounds good.
I would tell you something, but there is a lot to spoil. So.
Michelle,
what?
Why are you trying to have me framed for murder?
You know, our relationship has been spanning the good course of 2 months, right?
Correct. And it's been good.
And I wanted more. So you gave me, like, my game room.
Yes.
But I wanted even more. And you know that. So I wanted to get your attention.
You know I'm married.
Married, schmarried, have a son, schmav a schmun.
That's what I said when we started our relationship. Don't use my logic against me.
But I wanted more. And I wanted you to see that I would go to far ends. I would go to no end to get your love. I would even take out your son's gay lover.
You can just say lover.
Sorry.
You should know that as a counselor.
As a relationship counselor.
It's like othering. You're not supposed to do... Anyway. Michelle, you know what I did to the last woman who said that she wanted more?
What?
I had her killed.
Well, not if I can do it first. She turns off the phone. She hangs up.
Michelle!
Damn it. We cut back to a quick cutaway to Michelle at the movie theater. Can I have, like, a small popcorn?
She sits down in the theater next to the two guys with leather jackets. One of them goes, "We're seeing it again."
we really liked it.
It was good. Our friend died the first time.
Robbie would have wanted it. Maybe if we see it enough times, he'll be a zombie too.
Oh my god. We go back to Travis is pacing in his study. He's worried. He now thinks an assassin is out to get him, and he needs to have Michelle killed before she kills him. Patty enters.
Honey, the police are here.
Oh my god. All right, we'll go talk to them. We cut to the living room where the family is sitting on their couch across from two police officers. What did you say the boy's name was? The dead boy?
Gabe.
Gabe, okay. G-A-B-E.
No, it's... No,
what?
It's G-A-Y-B-E. We were gay together.
A little on the nose there, don't you think?
Yeah, that's quite a bit on the nose.
I think I'm supposed to kiss a police officer.
What?
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 Please don't. If you try to kiss me, I will charge you for assaulting a police officer.
He blows the air.
All right. Okay, so... So you're the boyfriend, right?
Yes. Was.
Was? Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Your boyfriend's dead. That's funny.
The cops high five. So who may have wanted to hurt him then?
I don't know.
Anybody? Oh, wait a second. I thought I recognized your face. You're the guy who was dating Carly before she died.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I lied to you police officers.
You lied about what?
I was dating Carly.
Okay, so you killed Carly to give her a gay lover.
No, you're putting words in my mouth. Mm-mm. All right, I don't know. You know, Gabe didn't really have many friends.
As Anthony is talking, the second police officer starts walking around like the foyer of the house. Anthony speaks.
Yeah, so Gabe didn't really have many friends. It was like me, and he would hang out at home with his parents. His mom didn't really support us. And then he would just go to school, and then he saw his counselor too. That was like about it.
And what was he seeing a counselor about?
He wouldn't talk to me about it. He said it was
counselor
confidentiality.
The police officer trips over a rug in the foyer, and he sees something.
He falls so hard.
Oh, fuck.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. And then he sees something underneath the bent over rug. It looks like a dried up blood spill.
As he goes to like reach and pull the rug over to see more of it, Travis intervenes. Excuse me, sir. Please don't do that. That rug is an antique.
Sir, I am a police officer. Take your hands off of me, please.
Okay. All right. Well, you're not legally allowed to search my home. So I guess legally you are inside my home, so anything in line of sight is allowed.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
And PSA, that's why you don't let cops into your house. Anyway, yeah, just please don't. You can look at that all you want, but it's, that was there when we bought the house.
Oh, was it? This looks very girl-shaped.
You know, I had a dream about something like this.
Not now, boy.
His name is Tony.
My name is Tony with an I. And I had a dream that Carol came here.
Who? You mean Carly?
I mean Carly came here. And I saw her body.
Her body?
Yeah.
Her body, huh?
Mm-hmm. Lately I've been having these dreams, and so has Mom, where we each hurt, and then we wake up the next morning.
Oh, your mother's having these dreams, huh? You both, okay. And what are you dreaming then, Patty?
Well, I just thought I was having the vapors, but, you know. I remember having my husband tell me to, like, hack up the body.
I remember that.
I don't know.
That was dreams. We've never really compared dreams before.
Yeah.
We're always just like, that was a dream, and we just go on. What if we're like, wait a second.
They're like connected. You dreamed about Carly's body. I dreamed about Carly's
almost
body.
Almost like a memory.
That happens because it's genetic and
officer, shoot my father.
the officer, without thinking, pulls his gun and points it, but the other officer stops him really quickly. No, stop.
Stop. I am stopping. I'm stopping. Not yet. We don't shoot yet.
No, not yet.
This dream that I remember now. And that's fathers has multiple mistresses.
What? Are you kidding?
Suddenly there's a knock on the door. Who could that be? Can I open the door?
Officer, it's my house. Let me open the door. Travis goes to the front door and opens it wide.
It's Michelle with two of the bikers on each side of her.
Michelle, I thought you were...
All three of them are holding shotguns.
And they're
crying,
too. I thought
you were going to see World War Z. They're crying. All three of them are crying happy tears. Michelle, I thought you... Oh, you saw World War Z.
Yes, we...
The biker...
Yes, we did. And we loved it.
It was even better the second time.
But now, what's going to be even better is seeing you dead.
In that instant, the bikers both pull the triggers on their shotgun and kill Travis. He, like, gets blown back.
The police officers are like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Can I shoot now? Can I shoot now?
Yeah, shoot now. Shoot now. Bang, bang.
He has terrible aim.
The other police officer also misses their shot.
One of them shoots the other police officer in the head. Just doesn't even know what's going on.
All right, okay, everyone freeze. It's me, the living police officer.
No, you freeze. Both bikers and Michelle have him surrounded with shotguns.
Okay. He drops his gun.
Well, boys, we did what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And so what do we want to do?
What are we doing?
World War Z
again. They all shuffle out of the room. They take the police officer with them, like, as a hostage. And they get in their car and they drive away, leaving Patty and Anthony alone.
What just happened?
I don't fucking know.
Honey? Yeah?
Is this a dream?
It is. He whacks her in the head.
Credits. So was it a dream? Maybe.
I don't know. I want an after credit scene though, where the Michelle and the bikers and the cops still handcuffed, all watching World War Z and crying. The cop says, "Oh my God, it's so good." And then the rest of the credits. Oh God!
No, he's like that was a really good movie. Like I'm implying he's talking about both the movie we just watched.
Oh, that's funny. I like that.
Oh my God!
See, it's a good thing I had backup. I had a feeling that it was. It literally just. I didn't even do anything. It just crashed, and I was just like, oh.
Oh God! It did crash. Man. You lost your first hour.
No, it crashed and it said it quit unexpectedly, and you lost all things God in damn. Progress. And I was like, oh,
yeah. So maybe. Whatever. It's fine. Yeah. Good thing. We got the backup.
But
if you're hearing this and Jake sounds a little different, it's because of technical issues.
It's because of some technical issues. But I had the phone in my lap the entire time, so it was pretty close to my face.
I'm sure it sounds pretty good. Yeah. It's probably fine then. Yeah, those microphones pick up some good stuff.
Yeah. I've used them in a couple of sketches before for my videos.
Well, sweet. Awesome. Yay, we did it.
What do we call on that episode?
That one's a bit more...
Something like Gaslight Nation.
Gaslight Nation?
World War Gaslight.
I was thinking, yeah, World War Gaslight. Water War.
Watergate.
Watergate.
Watergate, the true story.
We call it Watergate Z.
Watergate.
People think they're getting like a political thing. Nope.
Yeah, our viewers are just like, oh, they did like a political thriller or something. Yeah. I have it like in the thumbnail, like Richard Nixon and whatnot.
But... Yeah, oh my God, I love it. All right, let's do it.
Watergate Z.
I don't think we should lie in the thumbnail, but yeah.
Yeah, I won't.
I think it's funny to lie
in. Richard Nixon will be in there in the little corner.
Okay, I like that. That's fair. Okay, fine. Well, it felt good to be back.
It did feel good to be back.
That felt good. I'm glad. I hope we can do this more regularly again. Yeah. And we say that, and
we say that, and then we don't do one for 3 months.
All right. That's okay. Someone's gonna marshal it. It'll be me. We'll do it. I'll be like,
I'm pretty good about it too.
That's true. I think as soon as I'm done editing, I'm going to be like, all right, when's our next pod?
Yeah.
I
think this is number 29.
Number 20. Oh, we got to do a special. Oh, what should we do for the 30th? Someone email and tell us.
Ooh.
You'll get a prize.
Get a prize.
Or it could be my turn. That's just or you could do it in person. That's always special.
That's oh, yeah, always we could special. Do that.
Well, I mean, do you want to update the viewers on our lives a little bit?
Sure.
I don't know.
I mean,
what's new? There's nothing really new.
I moved into a new place. I live under a bunch of old people.
Jake got a new apartment.
I did.
Jake got a new apartment. I've been just working on videos. I'm working on a really big video right now.
Yeah. Hopefully you're watching Alex's videos too. They're good.
Yeah, they're fun. Hopefully some of you have come from those videos because I plug screenplay. I mean, my last video did really well. That's a Raven video.
Yeah.
I got like almost 900 subscribers in a month.
Heck yeah. So hopefully some of you came from, Alex's video. And if you did,
if you did, hi, love you.
Let us know. We want to know how you found Alec and how you found us. I mean, if you found Alec, you found us.
Yeah. How'd you find me?
How did you find Alec? And if you're lucky enough and send us an email, we'll tell you where Alec lives.
So. No.
Yep. Yes, we will. That's only goes to the first 10 viewers who email
us. Right.
Jesse, so, what's up with you?
You know, not much, really. I'm still living by myself. I'm probably going to take an improv 4 class at this theater.
Whoa.
For funsies.
Do you have to pay still?
No, because I'm on the cast at this theater, and I can take all their classes for free. So yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been talking about emailing. Alec, how can they get a hold of us? What's our email?
They can get a hold of us at screenplaypodcast@gmail.com. If you want to follow us on social media, you can follow us at screenplaypcast on on all Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And also, I think we still have a TikTok. I think it's Screenplay Podcast on TikTok.
We have a few old clips
on there if you want to check those out. Get around to editing more? Who knows?
Because we'll get some more in the next week. So
yeah, put words in my mouth as I'm editing a huge-ass video.
I'll do it.
Sure.
Okay.
He won't.
Well, that's how you can get us collectively, but individually, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter. I'm at Jesse Sarowitz.
I am on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Alec Combs. You can also check out my YouTube channel, Alec Combs, where I make commentary videos. My last one was on a failed spinoff of That's So Raven that was never made. Wild stuff.
And you can reach me at JakeRubin27 on Instagram and at JakeRubin69 on Twitter.
Sick.
All right.
And that was an episode.
All right. Next episode's a Jake episode. Our 30th episode. It's going to be spectacular.
Yeah.
We're hoping to get it to you sooner rather than later. So stick with us.
If
you like the show, you know, send it to someone. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. Tell your loved ones.
Tell your lovers. Tell your haters.
Tell all your mistresses and your hitmen and the family that lives in your lake.
Yeah.
Have you seen World War Z? Email us. Tell us your thoughts on the movie.
Right. We'd love to hear from you. Again, if we hear from you, you get a prize. TBD. We love you and we miss you. And we will catch you next time. Again, this has been Screenplay, the improvised movie. We will get you next time.
Light speed.
Yay.
Yay.
Nice.